Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Scott Yeager, saying bye-bye WOTUS, hello NWPR. Back in just a moment. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that really shows cattle producers care about their animals and they do the right thing. Beef Quality Assurance. Heather, give us an update on BQA.
Yes, the Beef Quality Assurance Program continues to grow significantly with more than 100,000 cattle producers now certified through its online learning system at BQA.org. It's estimated 85% of the U.S. fed beef supply are now touched by BQA certified organizations. But I think it's important to remind producers that the Beef Checkoff BQA program is a nationally coordinated, state implemented program that provides systematic information to U.S. beef producers and beef consumers of how common sense husbandry practices can be coupled with science to raise cattle under optimum management and environmental conditions. The bottom line, it's about taking pride in the beef we produce and helping beef consumers feel more confident and trust the beef that they are buying.
To learn more about BQA, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Had the chance this last week to catch up with his chief environmental counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, at the Cattle Industry Convention. Of course, our reports continue to be sponsored by Corteva AgriScience. Scott talking with us about the old and the new when it comes to clean water rules. The old WOTUS, the new Navigable Waters Protection Act.
Yes, sir. That's right. 2 weeks ago, Andrew Wheeler from the EPA signed the final Navigable Waters Protection Rule. And that is a rule that is the substantive replacement of the Obama-era 2015 WOTUS rule, which we all despised and we opposed. This new rule goes a long way to correct the federal overreach of the 2015 rule. It excludes ephemeral features from federal regulation. Ephemeral features, for those who don't know, those features that only move water in response to a rain or snow event. So those are out, as well as farm and stock ponds, irrigation ditches, all these things that farmers and ranchers care about and have to utilize to make sure they have an operation that's viable. Those are all excluded from the definition of WOTUS. Those are big wins for our industry. Of course, you know, no victory goes without being met with hostility in the court system. So we are fully expecting that activists will challenge that Navigable Waters Protection Rule. We are already engaged in litigation on the repeal of the 2015 rule, which took place back in September. Now that repeal is in the court system being litigated. So we are stepping up. We're in the Southern District of New York and in the District of South Carolina defending the Trump administration's rules in court. But NCBA has already prepared and will be engaging in that front. And I think what you're going to see, and this is not just WOTUS, but you're going to see it across the board in a lot of these policy wins, that they are going to be litigated by activist groups, and we're going to need to step up and defend those wins in court. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to rest our hat on them because they could easily get knocked down by an activist judge. So we need to show up to every one of these battles and put our best foot forward to ensure that these wins are durable and they outlast not only the next year, but the next 100 years.
Now on the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, this doesn't flow off the tongue quite as easily as WOTUS, but nonetheless, this they really can't officially sue until it goes final. What in March, rather?
That's right. We're expecting it to go final at the end of March. That is he signed the rule 2 weeks ago. And then has a 60-day period until it goes final and becomes effective law. At that point, we expect lawsuits to be filed.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what, in other words, you've talked what has now been excluded that was a part of the Obama-era WOTUS that has been excluded from the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. What I know there's some certainty in there for producers that they can look at that and say, I know what my piece of property is in relationship to the Clean Water Act.
Yep. So the big one, there's four big categories of regulation. It's territorial seas, things like the oceans, traditionally navigable waters, things like the Mississippi River. Category two is tributaries, so features that are that are moving water during the seasonally or perennially during the year. And then certain lakes and ponds and impoundments. So if you've got a big, I think they refer to Pepin, Lake Pepin in Minnesota as one of those features that would be considered a jurisdictional lake. So those are the types of features that they're regulating under this new rule. And just to put a finer point on it, that is a significant departure from the 2015 WOTUS rule that regulated just about any sort of feature, wet or dry, that's on the landscape. So while this new rule does regulate regulate certain features, it is significantly less than the Obama-era rule. It tries to strike a balance between waters that are appropriately federal and those that are left to the state and localities, and we support that.
And so that's one of the things. It does have more of a role for both the feds and for the state-level officials.
That's right, and that's something that activists like to say, but they're wrong on. They say, hey, you're trying to get rid of protections for waters. Well, it's like, well, hold on a second. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Federal Clean Water Act, and then the Federal Clean Water Act is based on a scheme of cooperative federalism. So you have the federal role and you have the state role. In those areas that are not being regulated by the federal government, the state can determine to use their state authority to do what they need to. If they feel like they need to protect certain upstream features, they can do that with their state authority.
That last week of March is when we'll be watching for that finalization of the Navigable Waters Protection Rule and the litigation that is almost certain to follow. Scott Yeager with us today from NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 300 registered and commercial Angus females. For a sale catalog or more information, call 816-532-0811. The 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at noon.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.